Welcome in, amazing humans. This episode is all about the question, what is uncertainty and how to deal with uncertainty? Sarah and I are really excited for this episode. So don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. And while you're here, we invite you to leave us an honest review on Apple Podcast at the end of this episode. It's free and it would mean the world to us. Welcome to the Essential Oil Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sipos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well-equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. Sarah, hello, my friend. It has been a week since our listeners, well, not a week. We published an episode a couple days ago, but it's been a while that we've batched created, and this topic has come to mind for both of us, and I'm really excited to have this dialogue today.
Yeah, I think we're living in a lot of times of where people feel uncertain on different levels and different aspects of their life. I feel like there are a lot of people who are, you know, whatever it is that you look at. And I think I will say that I think social media has a lot to play into how people feel with uncertainty. But I think when you look at like political and economically and emotionally and spiritually and physically, like all these things, I feel like are coming to play where there's so much noise from the world that stacked into like this feeling of maybe anxiousness. But I think the anxiousness stems back to this uncertainty of not knowing what's going to happen in the future, what's going to happen here, what's going to happen there. I heard recently a quote, and I'll have to find it, and I'll actually post it in the show notes when I find it. But it basically, he was saying, the speaker was saying, anxiety and uncertainty comes from fear of the future, and depression comes from living in the past. And really what we need to focus on is living in the present, and that will take care, that will cut out 90% of that depression and that anxious feelings or anxiety or uncertainty of the future. And if you just done what can you control, what is in your wheelhouse of control today, because none of us are guaranteed it tomorrow.
No,
there is no guarantee in this world that you will have a tomorrow. You don't get that guarantee.
I agree. And I feel like the emotion of, doubt comes in when you are uncertain. And like you just beautifully explained, I hope you're going to find that quote and put it in the show notes. But yes, the anxiousness of the future and the depressed emotions from your past, we have done a really good job, in my opinion, exercising this way of living versus staying in the present. And so feeling uncertain really blocks and distorts your ability and kind of becomes so large to where action is not being able to be had. Moving forward feels like climbing Mount Everest. And so we want to bring this emotion to light. We want to give you a simple term, feeling the lack of sureness. Okay. Not knowing, feelings of doubt, skepticism, obviously uncertainty. We don't want you to play in this field. We don't want you to stay here. And there are some tools that we've used ourselves and a lot of other essential oil users have leaned on to help support them to pull out of this state.
Yeah. I mean, it's just thinking about how do you deal with uncertainty? I mean, I know for me, there's a lot of things that I can do to deal with when I'm feeling uncertain, right? Like sometimes it comes back to like just reframing my thoughts. Like, what is, and I do this a lot, what is the absolute worst case scenario of this situation? Fine. If that happens, how do I deal with that? Okay, cool. Now I can move on, right? Like there's some times where that is what I do. It's like a coping mechanism for me, right? Where some people like get into a rabbit hole of like, oh, that's the worst case scenario and I've got to prepare for it. I look at the worst case scenario and go, okay, can I deal with that worst case scenario? And here's the different ways I would deal with it if that comes. And okay, now I'm okay and I can move on and start working towards other solutions, but I don't have to necessarily dwell. And I think a lot of people get caught in that dwelling of that, of like,
So
what's the
true.
worst, you know, they get down that rabbit hole, right? They start
Yes.
skirt searching it out and stuff. I think for me, one of the things that I can do is just to reframe those thoughts. Like, how do I do that? How, like, what's the worst? What can I do about it? And how do I stay focused? Like that focus right there of going, okay, I'll deal with that when it comes. And that's not just like putting it off and going, okay, well, I'm just going to keep putting it off and putting it off. It's just more like, okay, that's the worst case. I'm going to set it aside. Now I'm going to focus on other solutions that might work better and what I can do. And that's just the way like sometimes my brain works. Like what, when you are faced with uncertainty, what is one of the things that you do?
See, you're asking me. So honestly, it's taken some time to actually understand that uncertainty is usually not the first emotion or triggered feeling that I have. It's due to a couple other things. And one of them, for me personally, is the mistrust in a situation or people. When there's mistrust for me, and Sarah's shaking her head like, yep, then the uncertainty follows. So, understanding for me in that situation, how do I deal with it is, what is this situation? Why is this situation causing me to feel like I cannot trust the surroundings, the person, the situation? And kind of, what's the word am I looking for? Like, dissect it, reverse it. Like what you're saying, you identify worst case scenario, you figure out how you can resolve that, and you move forward in that manner versus living in that fear, dwelling on that. Oh, life's over, blah, blah, blah. I try to figure out how to get myself out of it in that way. And when I do that, identifying the mistrust in that scenario, person, situation, then the uncertainty fades. Does that make sense? Like it just follows in that manner. The doubt, y'all. I've exercised that muscle of doubt way too much in my life. I'm not proud of it. However, I've learned so much in the past 5, 6 years, knowing that that doubt's a liar, and the uncertainty attached to that has become so little and far and few between now. And one of the essential oils, Sarah, and I know I've talked about this on multiple podcasts, is copaiba. For feeling uncertain, oh, absolutely. Copaiba is my jam for many reasons, and this is one of them. I love it.
Yeah, copaiba is a good one. I would say for me, another thing that I do to like kind of work myself out. I mean, obviously I use my oils, right? Like I always use my oils. Like that's one of the things I do. But like sometimes my brain doesn't go to oils first. Sometimes my brain goes to my thoughts, right? My like, what can I, obviously the reframing my thoughts and that kind of thing. But
Yes.
also sometimes it's focusing in on short term and focusing in on a new routine. Like,
Ooh, okay.
so, you know, when you're unsure of like what's happening, I double down on my routines. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with XYZ, in the past where it's moving, right? I've moved a ton. So I don't know what's happening into where we're going to move next or what that looks like. So a lot of times I will double down on routines. Okay, this is what I do now. I know I go for a walk every day. I know I do this. I know I do that. And it comes back into doubling down on those routines and maybe even finding a new routine of, okay, I'm going to do this before I do this so I can have, be better prepared or whatever it is. Sometimes it's finding those routines or doubling down on routines that helps me with some uncertainty because it's something tangible or something that I can control of those routines. I know when one of my dearest friends, she was in foster care system, and she is very like she always kept her room super neat because it was something she could control. So sometimes I think when we're in that feeling of uncertainty, we want to control things. And there are parts of our lives that are just not in our control. But there are things that we can do and feel more in control of. So one of those things that I will double down on in those times are my routines because I know I can control what I'm doing and control how I'm feeling and control those things in my realm that I can control. And when life feels out of control and uncertain and doubtful and fearful and all those things, I know if I double down on certain routines, that helps me to stay focused and it helps me to be
Grounded in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Everything you just said, Sarah, like for me, it's very, very similar. And I'm glad the word routine didn't even come to mind in this moment. However, I do that a lot. It's like, okay, I need to pause because my world right now is spinning, the uncertainty of it all, right? So, what are the things that I know I can anchor into and do that truly help me become centered, grounded, so I feel like I'm not in the dryer just tumbling all over? Yeah, no, I love what you just said. I love what you just said. So continue. I wanted to share
No,
that.
it's, but that's just, I mean, when we're talking about how do I deal with uncertainty or how I deal with those things, like that's why I like to come back to those things that you can control. Because when we look at oils and we look at our book and we look at the things that we do use, I mean, obviously oils are part of my routine, are part of it. It's just maybe I'm not thinking about it in the moment when like things are coming up. I'm like, I want to control them. I want to change them. I want to do something that fixes the situation. So that control piece, I think, and going back into that routine idea is really crucial. And what you said about copaiba of being a really great oil to be using. I mean, honestly, when you look up uncertain in the Essential Emotions book, it talks about anchor and clary sage and copaiba. And I think those are all perfect oils to like discuss and going into that book. And I love some of the things that when we have these amazing tools in our lives that we can use that help us to bring in more feeling more certain about ourselves and our circumstances. But I think part of bringing in what makes us feel more certain or more in control of our circumstances is having those routines built in, is having like some of those thoughts of, okay, this is, how I deal with something. You deal with something totally different than I deal with something. And that's what makes us, that's what makes the human race go around, is that we all deal with things differently. But mainly it was we wanted to have this conversation, and talk to our listeners and go how and ask them the question, like, how do you deal with uncertainty? Do you double down on your routines? Do you reframe your thought process? Do you have a process of that? Or do you just like get stuck in your head and go down these rabbit holes? Because that's not healthy either. We don't want you just getting stuck in and going down rabbit holes in your thought process. We want you to have these tools, these amazing tools that will help you in that process of coping and dealing with certain things. And I think it's really important that we have tools and have these things in our lives. And I love we have this book that talks to us about the questions. I mean, the questions that it asks. Have I been hurt in the past by events out of my control? That's exactly what we were just talking about, is
I
having
agree.
the means to bring in that, right? To do that. So,
Yep.
and then the next question is, what will it take for me to feel safe? So let's go back to those past events out of my control. Past events out of our control, like that's a lot. Again, when we go back to that quote I was talking about before with like depression is the past, right? Are there things in your past? Because sometimes our past shapes our thoughts for the future, right? Like when Vicky was talking about who do I trust, or what people are in my life that maybe I'm uncertain about certain people. I mean, that's because in her past, she's had somebody who has probably hurt her in some way, shape, or form. And so that's where, like, ooh, what is this person coming into my life? Are they a friend or a foe, basically? And that's because she's had a trauma from the past that makes her want to go, oh, who are you? And are you going to be friendly? Or are you not
Yeah.
going to be friendly?
Just feeling more gated around my emotions and guarded, right? Because I am uncertain. Like it's all entangled together.
Yeah.
Yes. I love the look deeper questions, Sarah, like what you're saying.
Oh, they're so helpful. And then what will it take for me to feel safe? I think that's a great question for us to ask. Like, what will it
Always.
take? What is that? What does that look like? How what does safety look like for you? Because I know safety looks probably very different for me than it does for Vicky. Like there's probably certain things that we feel very in our own comfort zone with. Where and how do I feel safe? And that's a great question for all of our listeners to ask, is like, what does safety look like for you? I mean, for some people, maybe it's your parents feel safe. Maybe for other people, they're like, no, my parents definitely are not the safe place for me to be, right? Like there are different people who are going to have different answers. For some people, they're going to be like, oh, my church or my church community or whatever, it feels safe to me. And some people, they may not have those warm, fuzzy experiences, and they would be like, absolutely not. That's not where I feel comfortable. And then some people are going to be like, oh, well, I feel comfortable out in by myself, out in the woods. And for some people, they'd be like, no, I do not want to be by myself. That's scary. I think it's really important that we ask ourselves, where is our safety? Where do we find safety? Where do we find that peace? And what does that look like? And where can I find it when I'm going through some of these times?
And this is something I would invite everybody to revisit over and over again, because you find your truth in the moment is not the truth that you're going to need in the future. If that makes sense. I don't know how else to describe it other than doing the work in the moment is so important, right? And that's what we're encouraging you to do. And if uncertainty is something that you're struggling with, this podcast episode is totally for you. However, maybe in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 months, if this emotion's coming up again, then revisit it, because I promise you the thoughts and what you're processing is going to be completely different than what it was back then. So I don't know, Sarah, like I feel like when you're new to understanding this modality of these beautiful, precious essential oils and the work it can do with you, not for you, with you, there's so many layers to it. And realizing that the work that you put into yourself on a daily basis, even if it's 1 minute of time to an hour of time, whatever it is for you, it compounds. And the more work I've put in, I can honestly say from the very beginning to now, it's easier to for me most times, not every time, most times to identify what my body is trying to tell me and what I am needing. And for this episode specifically, the feeling of uncertainty, understanding, for me, it's layered and finding the underneath. Sarah's smiling, like, yeah, finding that deeper emotion that's trying to come out, connected to it, I'm able to kind of like quantum leap that process of finding out and knowing, so I then can do the work. It's beautiful, you guys. The essential oils that we have to help us recalibrate and realign to work as one, whole body, whole mind, is a gift I hope you give yourself every single day. So, like I said earlier, like Copaiba is my jam. And even while we're recording this for you, I found another reason why I love it so much. And in Copaiba, in this emotions book that we reference every single day for ourselves and when we have our coaching clients, Copaiba in the book, it says Copaiba invites individuals to connect with their past. Invites individuals to connect with their past. And for me, that's where a majority of my heavy, heavy traumas have come from, is my past, my childhood past. And so I'm so grateful that Copaiba opens up the energy to help me do that work, to identify what is ready to be released. Right? Sarah, have we talked about like when things come up, when emotions come up, when and if they're ready, like what is the signal that we can receive, our knowing signal for when we know that this is ready to be released or it's not quite time? Have we discussed that?
I don't know if we've really discussed it in depth. I know we've discussed it here and there, right? Like little bits. Definitely something we should go into like a deeper podcast over, I think. That's a great topic that we need to really explore a little bit further. I don't know if we have quite the time today to like dive into
No.
that because it's a little bit lengthier. But yeah, there are definite signs and things that you can see and feel when certain emotions are ready, or when you're ready to deal with certain things. The other thing is, I think sometimes we suppress a lot of our emotions because we don't want to deal with them. And then when they start to come up, we're like, oh, no, that's ugly. We don't want to deal with that. The challenge with that, if you keep pushing that off and saying, oh, no, I'm not ready, even though you are, it only grows and becomes uglier. It's like that. You remember like this monster stories when you were kids? Oh, what was it? It was a VeggieTales episode once of the fib.
VeggieTales.
Yeah, like the fib that grew from outer space or something. It just kept growing and growing and growing. That's kind of how emotions work. Like it just gets bigger and bigger, and it's because it's the lie we tell ourselves, and that lie that we keep telling ourselves that we're not ready, we're not ready, we're not ready, just keeps growing and growing and growing, and then that emotion takes on those lies of I'm not ready. And like the truth of the matter is, you probably are ready to deal with some of the stuff. It's just hard, and it's difficult, and it's painful. And Copaiba is that oil of unveiling, and so it does help you to shed some of the fears and some of the things that go along with that, of so you're not feeling guilt and shame and inadequacy and unworthiness and all the things that some of these emotions from past trauma brings up for us. So I think why we love Copaiba for this is because it does help with that unveiling. And then the other beautiful oil, well, there's two more, but the other one that I really love for this work is clary sage.
I agree.
Because it helps with that clearing of the mind. It helps that clear vision. It just helps you to like
Change your perspective.
sort things out.
Yeah.
It gives you that capacity to like, okay, this, those sorting boxes when you were a kid of like, okay, everything that's purple goes here and blue goes here and red goes here.
Yes,
Like
yes.
It kind of gives you that vision where you can start sorting through those emotions and start sorting through, okay, is this like real or is this like what I've made it bigger than it really is, right?
Have
Have you
I
ever done that? Have
inflated
you
it
ever
in my mind?
you've looked at a situation for so long that you've made it almost bigger than it really needed to be. And then once you start dealing with certain things, you're like, okay, why didn't I just take care of this a while ago? Like, I could have dealt with this a while ago and not been holding on to this for so dang long. Like,
So true. So true. In many ways and in many circumstances. Absolutely. I love this part. In the emotions book under Clary Sage, like Sarah said, it's the essential oil of clarity and vision, but it can assist during a healing crisis when a drastic change or perspective is required. How fast is information and input being brought to us on a daily basis? Hey, seriously.
At a click of a button.
Yeah, at a click of, right? So I love that this can come in. You know, for Sarah, it'd be like, okay, Sarah, I got you. Like, I'll help you. I'll help you with the calm, and then bringing in the required perspectives that you need to go over, right? The darkness that comes is dulled, in my opinion, with Clary Sage. Always and every time I've used it. And when I use it, I say, I rub it over my heart and on my abdomen. I don't know why I do that. I just always have with Clary Sage over my abdomen because digesting emotions can be very difficult for me at times, depending, especially with I am very uncertain with situations. It just helps me digest the emotions and process them better. But I'm curious, Sarah, how you like to use Clary Sage.
I'm actually on my forehead. I like
Ooh.
it right on my like third eye chakra, basically, like right there. I'm like pointing. You all
You
can't see
are.
me, but I am
I can
pointing
see
to
you.
my forehead, and I'm like right here. I like it to use it right there. Like you can all see me. I like to use it there. Sometimes on my temples. Again, that clear vision, clearing out the clutter, clearing out my mind, so I can sort through the information. And my personal thing, what I love that it talks about clearing out creative blocks. Because sometimes we have to get creative with our solutions for how we're going to problem solve. And I love that this like clears out some of those creative blocks because we need that creation. We are human beings that are meant to be creators, right? And so we need to also create and open ourselves up to some of those creative solutions that, you know, I think the worst thing that we can ever do to ourselves is limit ourselves to only one solution to a problem. Because when we look at it so narrowly, we lose perspective. And there isn't just one solution for every problem. This is why there's not always just one right person in a situation, right? Like, because we all have different perspectives and we all have different things. And I think with Clary Sage, it helps us to like kind of refocus. So like, maybe there is a better solution that we're just not thinking of, and we need to clear out some of the clutter of our minds so we can bring back into that creativity space to create solutions for ourselves.
I feel like I need to get that out right now. Not gonna lie.
And then our final oil, I think we absolutely need to talk about is anchor. And anchor is, I love our yoga collection oils. I just love them all three of them so much. But anchor is in that collection, and it's the steadying blend, and it helps us to discover a refuge that is in within each of us. And I think when we have that uncertainty, we need to discover our own refuges. What's
Because we have
inside of
it,
ourselves?
because we do, but we lose sight of it always. Yes. And you didn't see Sarah. Sarah was, you know, holding on to her heart when she said that, because it's inside of you. Yet when you're in the moment, or life's life in you, or you feel like life's life in you, you lose sight of it.
Yeah. And I love that, like, it goes on to say, like, anchor reminds that separateness, uncertainty, and concealment are symptoms of fear and not solutions. Like, I love that. Symptoms of fear, and they are not a solution. Which kind of comes back to the idea of like creating those, being a little bit more creative in the solutions that you come up with for your own problem solving, for your own issues. And like, I really just love that we are, it asks us to trust and find our center in the moment, because that's what's going to get you through these different times and these different emotions, is finding that center, finding who you are, going within yourself to find that refuge, to find those moments of peace. And if you need to control the, because you can't control what's happening around you, this will give you some sort of peace of, I can control this. I can
Yeah.
control what
You
oils
can
I place in my
influence, but you cannot control.
body. Right. But I can control what oils I put on my body.
Yes, ma'am.
I can control my routines. I can control me. I can control my thoughts. Even if they're racing, I can take a moment and go, okay, pause. These racing thoughts are not serving me, right? And I love using anchor, just even just in my diffuser. But also, like, again, you say you like using clary sage on your stomach. I love using clary sage on my whole, like basically from my
Here, down.
sternum all the way down to my stomach. Like, I love that whole area because it's supporting the chest, it's a support, but it's the gut brain. Like, it's your gut and your heart. And there's like, actually, this is fancy. There are more neural pathways from your heart to your gut than there is from your brain to your heart and brain to your gut.
I do know
There.
that, but that's a fun factoid I learned just like a month ago.
Yeah, there's so many more neural pathways that go from your heart to your gut. So there's like a big
Correlation between the two.
correlation of your, and when they talk about gut brain and gut heart, gut health and all these things, it's so important. It's so incredibly important that we have this. So yeah, using it basically from my, almost like my throat chakra all the way down into, my, like all the middle chakras, basically just using them from like to my sacrum, like my sacral chakra.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. We would invite you to be intuitive about it. If you are drawn to anchor, a practice that I've been told and I do is just hold it. I hold the essential oil bottle in my hand and I close my eyes, even if it's for like 3 seconds. Please don't do this while driving. Do it while you are 2 feet on the ground. And I just listen intently for the 3 seconds of where it needs to go. You can't go wrong. You know the safety of oils. We've already done a podcast on that, an episode on it. But I love it. Like Sarah said, it's actually part of a trio. Anchor, Align, and Arise are our yoga oils. And so Anchor, the steadying blend, is beautiful, and it fits. It's so fitting for this podcast episode in discussing, what is uncertainty and how to get out of it. My friends, the scoop of the day for me, for you, is to put in the work. When you are feeling the feels, and please re-listen to this episode if needed, but do in the work, because I promise you it gets easier. When I say that it gets easier for you to do the practices necessary for you to do the healing required for you to live your best life. Okay. Sarah, what is your scoop of the day, my friend?
I'm going to say that my scoop of the day is actually putting anchor and clary sage, put them in your diffuser together, like 4 drops of each together, and see what
Ooh.
that brings about. See if how you feel as that allowing those times of just, if you don't have a diffuser, just open up your bottles. If you don't have bottles, let us know. We'll help you out there too. But like, open up those bottles, smell them together. If you don't have a diffuser, just kind of waft them back and forth so you can kind of smell what they will smell like together. And just allow yourself that moment to breathe. And those moments of breathing will get you through all of the uncertainty.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt in to our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, The Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag The Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.